Are you searching for the best in online black radio? Then go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, helping you filter through the noise. Real talk, black talk.
Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok have a message for users. Posting that you hope the president dies of the coronavirus is not allowed. The warnings come as the social media companies try to keep up with a flood of reaction to President Trump and the First Lady's positive coronavirus tests. NPR's Bobby Allen reports.
On Facebook, people are celebrating Trump's positive coronavirus test. Critics of the president on Twitter say, remember when the president made fun of Joe Biden for wearing a mask? And on TikTok, some people recorded their reaction set to the tune of a song from the musical Hamilton. But Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok all say you cannot wish the president dies. And they say that should apply to everyone.
We've been asking them to do this for years, for years. Jewish people have been asking, black people have been asking, women of every ethnicity have been asking, and they haven't.
That's Leah McElrath. She's a left-leaning activist and writer. Just last month, someone made a death threat against her. She reported it, but it stayed up on Twitter for weeks before it was removed. This was just the most recent of many threats she's had. And long ago, she gave up on Twitter and stopped reporting posts.
And so what I started doing was just blocking immediately. As soon as someone said something that wasn't in good faith or was overtly abusive, I just block them.
McElrath says she's blocked 7,000 users. And not just people saying mean things, but after users wished harm on her. She joins legions of others, many of them women, who are frustrated with the company's tough stance on posts about Trump. Rashida Tlaib, a Democratic congresswoman in the so-called squad, tweeted, quote, "It's messed up." She went on, quote, "The death threats towards us should have been taken more seriously by Twitter." McElrath agrees, saying, sure, police death threats against Trump, but do it for everyone.
If someone's threatening his life, absolutely, you know, suspend their account, call the Secret Service. That's not acceptable. But people have a right to voice feelings, and certainly this president brings up a lot of feelings.
Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok all say they treat all threats the same. To the skeptics, Twitter had a reply. It said, quote, "We agree we must do better, and we are working together inside to do so." To UCLA law professor Sarah Roberts, no one is talking about who the companies are counting on to find the threats.
Who are often working as contractors and who are working as low paid and very sort of powerless kinds of operational members of the social media workforce.
Roberts says she sympathizes with people who've been threatened on social media. She says their experiences fly in the face of what social media companies say, that they treat all users the same.
In fact, it's totally hierarchical, and it seems to be protecting those who have the most power.
If you look hard enough, you can still find social media posts hoping Trump doesn't recover from the virus. But as the platforms always say, they're doing their best. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
Context of white supremacy. They are doing their best. I feel like I hear that. That's a regular cliche in the system of white supremacy. Doing our best. Gus T. Renegade here, surprisingly, for another broadcast, Context of White Supremacy. It is Monday, October 5, 2020, so I have been told. Wowee, what a 2020 it has been. So this is, I'm saying it like it's been a long time. Our first time back on the air since Friday. That's why I say it's Monday. I'm saying it like it's been a long time. What is that, 2 days, 3 days, really? We missed the compensatory call-in for the first time in years. I think the last time we missed a compensatory call-in, it has been years. I was going through prenatal teacher training. I think we've been solid every Saturday, and that was 2018. So unless my memory is bad, which some accuse it of being, it's been 2 years since we've missed a compensatory call-in. I'll have to double check to make sure I'm not being deceptive, but we're not able to broadcast this past Saturday because I'm having massive computer problems, which I started saying a little while back, that I was noticing things weren't working quite correctly and weird shutdowns and things. And both of my MacBook Pros actually died at the same time, almost just a few weeks separating them this summer. So that, you know, has put everything into a tizzy. And the backup computer that went down on, I guess it was Friday or Thursday. No, what happened? It died Thursday. We did the most recent book club. Isabel Wilkerson cased The Origins of Our Discontent. Now, that was, what day was it? Thursday. Okay. Got through, no problems, broadcasted, uploaded, and everything, right? Like, if people didn't hear it or what have you, it's uploaded. Apple Podcasts, Black Talk Radio Network, Blueberry. Should be a number of sites where you can go download, have fun, take a listen. It is not at SoundCloud, and that is deliberate, because I don't want to take any chances. It's been a disastrous year. I don't want them to come up with an excuse. As, oh, man, you got, you know, copyrighted material, can't be, even though it should totally be educational purposes. This is a book study. They have lots of those. But anywho, so it's not at SoundCloud, but it is available. The book study, the most recent session and all four of the sessions, they are all uploaded. Take a listen. Bravo. So we did that Thursday. Thursday evening was literally right after I got all of that done, right? Program concluded, audio uploaded, boom, boom, double check. All right. I'm thinking, I did a little bit of work, earned at least the opportunity to sit down and have supper. I go to turn on audio so I can listen to something while I'm going to make egg rolls and such. Whammo, computer totally shuts down. I fiddle around, have to stop from cooking to see if I can fiddle around and get my computer working again. So I spend hours trying. It doesn't budge. I think I did get it for briefly and then it shut down again. And so I said, man, I'll have to see if we can go to the Mac store. Went there and hung out for Friday. And it worked briefly, shut back down. We did do neutralizing workplace racism this past Friday. That did happen. However, my computer was not working. So we did the program, but I was not able to upload the audio as usual. So it's still not up on iTunes, SoundCloud, Black Talk Radio, anywhere. Additionally, we weren't even able to broadcast, as I said, the compensatory call in for this past weekend. So all of that is because of the massive computer problems that Gusty has been enduring. So it is absolutely time for a brand new MacBook Pro. Like, whew, I cannot believe what a challenging year it has been. Flipping president with the Rona. I said that repeatedly, like, man, my computer literally went down late Thursday evening. I get up to go to the Mac store Friday morning, and that's on the front page. President Trump, you know, has the Rona and the First Lady and blah, 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 and all the rest of it. I said, wow, this is, I mean, what a year. Incidentally, I don't remember if I said it on a live program. I think I did. And I think I said it recently. It was two parts. One part was, I don't care if someone told me you're going to be locked away, sequestered for the next 30 days. No newspaper, no media outlet, no Wi-Fi, none of that. So you won't get to see what's happening with the news for the next 30 days. Are you still willing under those circumstances to say Trump? Oh, yeah, he's going to be reelected regardless of what happens over the next 30 days going into the election. I said, oh, yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't even think twice about it. And then bang, computers go down. That was one where I said, oh, man, I might be in that scenario where I can't really check and see what's happening. Two, I said, and I believe I said this also on air, the only thing that could stop President Trump from getting four more years is him dying before the election, and then bang. Now he has the Rona, and that is even being discussed, as you heard in the audio segment, wished for in some circles. I do want to pause. Now, again, I am accused of having a bad memory. That said, I remember, unless I'm mistaken, President Obama and all of his immediate family, Michelle Obama and his offspring, they were routinely the subject of death threats, death plots, and death wishes. I remember there were even newspaper editorials. Some white people got in trouble, a little slap on the wrist, where they would do a little tongue-in-cheek, you know, that no good Obama. Sometimes the fruit of liberty, the tree of liberty, has to be watered with blood. And, you know, wacky metaphors. It's like, are you saying President Obama should be killed? Yes, that's what I'm saying. Didn't you understand the metaphor? All of that sort of thing was routine for 8 years while President Obama was in the White House. Historic number of death threats. Isn't that what they said? Now we get to President Trump. I haven't heard anything about the numbers of death threats against this current president being, you know, threatened, challenging the number of threats Obama. Nothing like that. Now it's, oh no, we're cracking down. You cannot be wishing death on people. Oh no, get in trouble for that. Lose your whole account, all your followers and everything for that. Wait a minute. What? Even in the way that they covered that in the audio segment, women, white women, 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 women. Gus T has been under threat. I took pictures as well. We had racist trolls. They would come through on our page and threaten, leave racist comments saying you will be killed. That was on my Twitter account. All of that. We did whole programs. Black female Naturalista Cosmetics, whole page on social media about encouraging black females to take healthy care of their hair, no chemical mutilation, and have some black self-respect and all of that. Dr. Lathan just talked about that a few days ago. Her page, care every day. They come in and you should be raped and killed and all the rest of it. No response. Mark Zuckerberg and his team, lazy, shiftless. Nothing we have. Nothing we can do. Inconsistencies in responses. Just, you know, just saying. Just saying. I am no fan of Facebook. Like, whew, I say it consistently. I would not be on the platform at all if it weren't for the program. Even Facebook with the cows, they deleted one of our pages just a few weeks ago. We had like 5,000 followers, had it for years. I didn't post, you know, death to the President Trump, and I hope he gets the runner. Nope. Killed such and such. And nope. For posting Merrill Lucas, a black male, I believe in the state of Missouri, in the middle of the summer, he, unlike our president, take the Rona seriously, folks. Listen to your mayor. Listen to the health experts. Wear your mask. Distance. All of that. Take it seriously. He was threatened. Called a nigger. Same thing. Tepid response. Who did this? Can we find out? And that had been repeated, right? Black people, black elected officials being threatened for taking the Rona seriously. That was just this year. I posted about Mayor Lucas saying he's called a nigger and they're threat. In fact, it wasn't just he should be killed. He should be lynched. That's what he said. That's what they said. You should be hung out here telling us to distance and put on a mask. Who do you think you are, the mayor? Anyway, that was what I posted. And they said, hey, we don't allow this. Can't post this sort of content. Like, it was a news report. It wasn't even just me talking. I had a certified, not fake news report triangulated. This was widely reported and the mayor interviewed about it. Oh no, we don't allow hate speech at Facebook. Mr. Zuckerberg doesn't tolerate that. Right. Like I said, I wouldn't be on the platform at all if we weren't doing the cows or any of the other platforms. I'd be cool. Hang out, Mr. Reed. That's why folks have their own platforms, Black Talk Radio Network. But that sort of thing is routine. System of racism. You can go after every black person, every non-white person who is reporting racism, but can't do anything about victims of racism, black people being attacked, terrorized online or in real life. Sometimes both. Anywho, all of that. So Gus does need a new MacBook Pro to proceed. It has been 10 years since I got my MacBook Pro back in 2010. So I will say, I have two MacBook Pros now. I still have the original that I purchased back in 2010. And then I got a second. So I'd have a backup just in case type of thing in 2016. I have had pretty good luck with the MacBooks. I don't like endorsing products per se. I'm not an ambassador for MacBooks or the vegan products that I talked about. But I will have to say my MacBook has served me well. I don't think I intended for it to be working for a decade from the original purchase. And I know MacBook does not, they do not advertise that our computers work for a decade. They are known for durability, not a decade. But here we are. Definitely got lots of great use, literally thousands at this point. Thousands of podcasts successfully completed. Not saying they were constructive or not. When I say successful, just meaning it was successful. The attempt to do the podcast, successfully done. Thousands successfully completed. Videos, essays. I've been able to travel to the retreats. I never take both of my MacBooks, just one. But I mean, got a lot done. So I am very happy. My MacBook has served me well. But yes, it is definitely time for an upgrade. I can see some of the new enhancements that they have on the machines and all the rest of it. So folks can certainly invest. A number of people already did once they heard that I was having huge computer problems, and now to the point that it was disrupting the broadcast. You can invest. You can visit the blog racism-notes.blogspot.com, racism-notes.blogspot.com. Once you hit the blog, if we have folks, if you're looking for reading material, right? American Sniper, we were able to get the entire book club posted. It's right there on the blog. It should be the most recent post right at the top. Chris Kyle's American Sniper. We read that, I think that was 2014, if memory serves. But it was so far back in the archives, people couldn't find it. So made it easy right at the top of the blog. But it should be right next to that post. PayPal button right there at the top of the blog. Also, our Cash App. The Cash App, the address, that's a simple one. It is cash.app/$ the cows. But that is our Cash App. As I said, it's linked on the blog, as is our PayPal address linked right there. Enormous gratitude to all the folks, as I said, who have already invested and, you know, were Johnny on the spot as soon as they found out I had computer problems. If you are not into all of that high tech coin dropping and would prefer a mailing address, drop me an email. I can get you a physical mailing address. Oops. Apologies. Something got stuck in my throat. I did not want to sound like I was gagging or coming down with a Rona on air. Woo. All right. So, with the computer, as I said, if you need a physical mailing address, drop me an email untiljustice@gmail.com. Untiljustice@gmail.com. And I could get you a physical mailing address. Much obliged for all the folks who have supported computer or just supported the Cows Being On. Again, I hope the program has been, continues to be worthy of your time and energy, especially in the midst of a global health crisis and economic turmoil. The president has the Rona. There are lots of things we could be buying, hand sanitizer, masks, toilet paper, lots of things, you know. Stocking up on quarters. Still got that coin shortage. Lots of things. Definitely folks can take a moment and think, do we really need any more of the cows? I mean, it's been here for, it'll be a decade, February, if we get there. Do we really need another year or even another month of the cows? Can really think about it. Like, you know what? I don't think he needs another computer. Like, he maybe shouldn't have got that one to begin with. Let's move on and forget that ever existed. This would be the time to, you know, size up and think. Has the cows been constructive? Say that all the time. I hope the program has been, continues to be worthy of your time and energy, and especially so in the midst of a global health crisis. We don't have time, energy to be messing around. This should not just be, you know, a little casual entertainment as I pass my time on the plantation. That is not what the cows is. There should be lots of other things. Netflix should have way better offerings if that's all this is. Anywho, briefly getting back to the computer, but just wanted to get in because we didn't get to do the compensatory call-in. So disgruntled about that. I had my clips all set out. The president has the Rona. Didn't even get to talk about that. I know for a number of Cows listeners have said throughout the years that that's a major source of how they get some of their news, is listening to the compensatory call-in. So I try to take that seriously. That's even a part of how that, why and how that program is engineered. In addition to people saying they'd like an outlet where they can go converse with other victims of white supremacy about counter-racist concepts. Additionally, news. What exactly is happening? A lot of folks saying, I don't have the time or I don't have the interest to go and check out different sites, what's happening, what's going on with some of the news. So the compensatory call-in helps to fill in that gap. Something we try to do regularly. I know I pay a lot more attention to the news. That was something Dr. Welsing, Mr. Fuller, Dick Gregory, I don't want to say brag about, but it was something that they called a point of emphasis. Where especially I'd say Dick Gregory, Dr. Welsing, and saying, man, trying to be aware, checking a lot of sources, trying to be aware of what's happening, that, and most of the time what they're talking about directly, indirectly, white supremacy, racism. Absolutely. Even in the segment that you heard us opening with, controlling social media and wishing death on people. Anywho, with the book club, I did get my computer rolling. As I said, I missed out on the chance to chat it up and kind of cover what was happening over the weekend and President Trump having the Rona. I won't say I will wish death on him. I think Mr. Fuller would say that being universal woman, universal man, probably we are not wishing death on people. Like if you get to that point, you want to be moving about the world in a constructive manner, not, you know, wishing harm on other folks, even if they deserve it, I think. But I might be incorrect. Might be best to ask him directly and see what he says about that. But I do think the system of white supremacy promotes that. I talked about that before. All the murder mysteries and movies about crime dramas and killing people. I've been saying that for a minute. On Netflix, everything is about killing everybody, and especially killing black people and dead black people and all the rest of it, that something about that, to me at least, seems unnatural, unbalanced. Like it would not, things would not be that way if we were not in a system of white supremacy. We had someone call in workplace racism. It was a caller in Florida. He said he was at work, no less, and it was a group of victims who were standing around. It was a victim. She was talking about her children's father, attempted father, and she said, you know, he's such a source of frustration for her that she just wishes that he would die. She said that out in front of everybody at work. Like, man, I mean, that's what, that sort of thinking is promoted by the system of white supremacy. So I won't say I wish death on President Trump, but I will say I was thinking, wow, with everything we've gone through this year and how much the word unprecedented has been thrown around, I don't even know what the procedure is if a sitting president dies in less than 30 days before the election. Like, what is the code for what's supposed to take place? Is it just I know if the president dies, right, vice president, they have a line of succession and all that, that's happened before. But I mean, if it's an election, and let's say President Trump dies, not wishing it, but just, if it just happened tomorrow, let's say. So is it just, no, you don't get any time to think about it. If you were going to vote for him, it's just automatic. You're with Pence, right? It's just automatic. You knew that from the very beginning. In fact, you knew that that's what it would be before he was even president, right? That you knew that back in 2016. That's why the vice presidential choice is so important. If something happens, this person's in charge. Line of succession, you already know that. So no, you don't get any additional time to think about it. It's no delay. The election is when the election is, and now it just means if you're a Trump supporter, you are a Pence supporter. Is that what it is? Like, just for, I think that's unprecedented. I could be in error, but I was just thinking that would really be the cherry on top. Or I won't even use that metaphor, because that conveys as though something celebratory, right? If you're having a cake or something, I won't use that metaphor, but I will say, like, wow, that would just add to the year we have had, and unprecedented in many senses of the word. Anywho, but not wishing death on anybody, at least for the time being. Also, with the book club, as I said, we were able to get in our session last week, right? We got in session 4. It's uploaded. If you missed out or didn't know or couldn't find it, it should be right there. It's at Black Talk Radio Network. It's at Apple Podcasts and numerous other sites. Just go download, listen online. I was able to resurrect both of my machines. I have a word to say about that as well, but since I was able to resurrect both machines, I am going to make an effort to press forward and see if we can have the book club this Thursday, normal time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. I don't know if you all know this about Gus T, but I despise, like, starting a book and not completing it. Like, even a book that I hate, like, we labored through, let's see, Wretched of the Earth, Nutricide, Black Love is a Revolutionary Act. I mean, some really painfully horrendous books. And we labored right on through them because Gus hates starting a book and not completing it. And a part of that is I don't like starting a book, even if it's not the book club, me personally reading. I don't like starting a book, right? Let's say I personally just started reading Cased on this past weekend, right? If something happened where I couldn't read that book for a week, that's the type of thing I hate. Even if it's just like 5 pages, I'd want to read it, because I feel like once you start taking those gaps where you're not reading, that's where you end up not finishing it. And point A, I hate not finishing a book I start. So since I have been able to tinker and get both of my machines resurrected, at least temporarily, we are going to make an effort to proceed at least with the book club. I don't know if I'd be able to do all of our normal broadcast load, but I think I'll know better after today. I think we can do the book club. Like, I had started getting the audio together before this broadcast and kind of had that close. So if I'm able to get the rest of that done today, we are doing the book club, session number 5. And, you know, we'd be doing that. If it was White Dog, it would be no question. Like, if I had to go and bribe Timothy Wise and pretend to be his friend for a few hours, like, we are doing it, hook or crook. But yeah, for this one, a book that I don't even like, more so just I think it's important. It's directly, indirectly related to the election. It's a very popular book, bestseller, so a lot of people are reading it. So to have a chance to read it with a critical eye, hopefully with an eye to counter racist logic as we read the book. And hey, we are all about promoting reading. Reading more important than watching television, all about promoting reading. So we'll continue. We had pretty robust participation with this book. It's brand spanking new, basically. So we're going to see if we can muscle through and continue even with the computer problems. But yeah, I think we got it for Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Book club. Next. Let's see. Oh, I forgot. Should we have any listeners? You don't have racism in your workplace, right? You get sparkling performance reviews every time, right? You get all of your promotions. You get all of your raises. And it looks like you are going to be taken care of for the next, yeah, as long as you want, really, till you get ready to retire. If that's 2050, if that's 2060, whenever you're ready to retire, you know, if you are in that glorious position and are being taken care of in that manner, hey, Amazon wish list, we do have new MacBook Pro right there. If there is a victim of racism, if somehow you are hanging out with Bill Gates and making all kinds of dollars, right there, super easy, new MacBook Pro, we can continue and be done with all of this. But the wish list is there at Amazon.com under Gus T. Renegade. It is linked on my blog. I will make sure to tweet it out as well. Much obliged to all the folks who have supported the wish list and the cows over the years. Let's see. Also, make sure that I get out. Folks had said about some of the archives. iTunes is not really designed to support, or Apple Podcasts, as they call it now, is not necessarily designed to support 2,000 podcasts. Literally, we have over 2,000 podcasts. We've been on close to 12 years. So I think generally Apple Podcasts will show the most recent 300. That is a very, very small sample size of our content. And sometimes iTunes doesn't even show all of the, or it doesn't even allow some of those older programs to download, even though the audio is there. I found that out just recently. I was thinking that some of our content, I was going back to upload it again, thinking some of our content had been deleted when it was there, but it's just for whatever reason, iTunes, it really only reliably goes back for about 300. And even there, sometimes folks have reported issues. Again, I've tried the more recent, like the most, that 300, they generally are working, and on the other platforms, it tends not to be a problem. If it's an older program or what have you, as long as it's still active, the content works. So let me know if it's a specific program archive that you're trying to track down, if you're having trouble. I know a lot of the book club, I'm trying to make sure I go back and upload those once again to make sure people have easy access to that content also. But yeah, we've been here for a long time and have been despised, sabotaged. Like, it's amazing the amount of material we have had to upload over and over and over. Myself, even Mr. Fox at YouTube and other people, just, you upload content, they take it down. You upload content, they take it down. Which again leads me to suspect just maybe the context of white supremacy might be leading in the correct direction to solving the problem. Just maybe. Maybe. Anywho, let's see. Next. Learning Something About Everything. That is also in the title for this broadcast, and it is for sure deliberate, as is everything with the cows, or at least everything I try to be with everything. Mr. Fuller says that frequently, try to learn a little bit about everything. That's constructive, not learning about, you know, selling cocaine, that type of thing, but learning about things that are constructive, or learn a lot, like everything that you possibly can, everything that there is to know about one thing. That's something that he says all the time. And really just going back in terms of being very, very curious, eager to learn things, like that right there goes a long way towards universal man, universal woman, working against the concept of what a nigger is supposed to be about, being ignorant, not allowed to be curious about anything. So the learning a little bit about everything, I think I had in the description for the cows for like a long time, for a number of years. We did the first 217 programs specific to that number without a computer. I did not own a computer or a phone for that first 217 programs, which was about 16 months, give or take, roughly a year and a half of broadcasting for 217. And that would stand by your work. Heard that right? Stand by your work. Just because, like, hey, might not be easy, might be difficult. You might even be short of some of the resources that may seem essential, but if it's something that you want to do, especially if it's something constructive towards solving the problem, you will find a way. Now, I didn't own a MacBook Pro, right, when all of this started, the context of white supremacy. I did not. So I didn't have like years of experience, like, oh, okay, this is, you know, the Mac operating system and all of the hardware that goes with Mac computers and all that. I didn't have any of that. And in fact, most of the people that I had been around, I had owned a computer before, but it was not a Mac. And most of the people that I was around who did own computers did not own Macs. We talked about that explicitly as well. It was a lot of the people, I think especially a lot of the victims who own Apple merchandise tend to own iPhones. I have never owned an iPhone. However, man, with the computers, owning one forced me to learn, right? I knew the basics about, you know, operating. I had used other people's MacBook Pros, had borrowed MacBook Pros before. So I knew the basics of the operating system, how to get around and that type of thing, even how to do video editing and what have you. But in terms of like, okay, let's turn that computer off, turn it upside down and, you know, unscrew and get into the guts of this machine and do some things, like nothing. Like if they had said, here's a duster, just unscrew it and, you know, get the dust out of everything, that I would have been a little like, ooh. do they have a YouTube video that I can watch? Like, I just did not have that background. I didn't study that in school or anything. I just wasn't around people who had that sort of proficiency. And again, that is racism, white supremacy for sure. That's a little more expensive to have, you know, just MacBook Pros around and you can tinker with them and the gadgets and things, the tools that you would need to do all of that. That's expertise and resources, money to get all that. Racism, white supremacy. Anyway, so owning my MacBook, I got the AppleCare protection plan with my computer, which means if you have any problems, they give a number, you call, they can give you tech support over the phone. If it's really bad, bang, they just, you know, this is the closest Mac store to you. Go there, go to the Genius Bar, and they'll, you know, figure out what it is. If we have to repair or place or whatever, we'll figure it out. Just go there. So it can be very helpful. They can talk you through things over the phone. So that's one avenue to learn if there's a problem, different things you can do to help correct your computer. Then after my warranty expired, right, 10 years, you might still have things happen. Even though it's not under warranty, they're small enough that these are things you can do to keep your computer going. Had to learn a little bit about MacBook Pro and like, oh, okay. So I had, let's see, I've had to change my battery. I had to change my hard drive. I didn't have to, but it certainly preserved the life of my computer. I upgraded my RAM. I had to change out my cooling fans, which died, like quite a bit of tinkering, which I would not have been able to do like at all. When I first got my got my MacBook Pro, wouldn't have been able to do it at all. But over the course of time, learning, hey, now I can do all of those things, and even encouraged in talking to other cows listeners who, oh, I have a MacBook Pro too, and blah blah blah, and talking about different things and such, and bumping into one of them like, oh man, I'm having battery problems. It won't work unless it's plugged in. I'm like, hey, that's a easy fix. Like that's something you can do yourself in like 20 minutes. Super easy. Like if that's the only problem your computer is having, like you could shell out, you know, $1,000 or whatever it is to get a new machine, or you could pay $60, get a brand new battery, spend like a dollar on the correct screwdriver, and then take 10 minutes, or you could even be fancy. You could go to one of the tool shops and get the really fancy computer screwdriver kit. That's maybe $10. So you can be fancy. We'll do it up. $10, get the screwdriver kit in case you need it in the future. Swap out that battery. Again, like I said, that's like max. If you want to go super slow, clean it, vacuum it while it's there, double check, make sure it's printed out. 20 minutes, maybe. That's super slow. We're going to pause, watch the video a couple times, handkerchief, dry our hands off really good, all that, and then we'll try it again. But, I mean, that's like 20 minutes. Like, a lot of things you can do would save you money just with computer tinkering. Like, oh, especially being 2020, they're talking about all the difficulty with once you have the computer up and running, if you do, people struggling with Wi-Fi for schooling, that type of thing, access. They talked about that a lot, saying that that is adding to the disparities. Like, man, that would be one thing. Do as much as you can so that if you have offspring and you yourself are as knowledgeable as possible about your computer and computers in general. You don't have to be a Steve Jobs type person, Tim Cook. I'm not saying that, but just learning more that will probably make things easier for you on your job, even maybe just making things a little bit easier for you in your personal life. It might just save you some money. You know, like I said, I know people, like literally, I know people, just little things, right? Like changing a hard drive. I've changed my hard drive. Like, I think that's something I've done at least 5 times, maybe more. It's not that challenging of a prospect. Battery change, it's not that challenging of a prospect. Hard drive change, now that does mean you're gonna have to put, you know, the program back on and all that stuff, but I mean, again, these are not, you know, super difficult things. Just as Mr. Fuller says, try to learn a little bit about everything, and particularly for your children, make sure they can be as close to computer like wizards as possible. Like, maybe they can't take the whole machine apart and put it back together, but I mean, they know how to do quite a bit. They are not intimidated. They are knowledgeable about getting that done. It will serve you well. I can this broadcast, we would not be here right now with me being able to give an update, so people aren't, oh my god, did Gus quit the cows? Did he get the Rona? You know, did he ditch us, be out in Seattle hanging out with his white friends doing yoga and making vegan treats with his Vitamix? Nope. Just had computer issues trying to get that resolved until I get my new MacBook Pro and pressing forward to replace white supremacy with justice. But literally, you would not be hearing this right now if I did not know a little bit more than when I started about a MacBook Pro. And man, like I said, I hate that, like, shilling for products and things. People have asked me about like vegan products, food and cheese replacement and things of that nature. And I have shared, but I am super reluctant about doing that type of thing on air because, you know, I'm not a paid ambassador for these folks. I don't like, you know, promoting a company that's probably owned by white people directly, indirectly. So I'm always hesitant about that type of thing. But man, my MacBook Pro, like, number one, it's not very many people that I could point to and say, wow, this has been a constructive, you know, contact that I've had with this person for the last 10 years. Very short list. There's very few things, period, in my life that I could point to and be like, wow, 10 years later, this is still really constructive, working well, able to get things done, like very, very few things. Like, and even me having my MacBook working now, and both of them, I was able to resurrect both machines. I went to the frickin' MacBook Pro store, the Mac store, as they call it. I have talked about it on the program. Woo, system of white supremacy. I have had horror stories where I thought I was going to be jailed and beaten literally at the MacBook, at the Apple store. You know, they called security and gave me a good tongue lashing and everything. Like, horrible incidents of terrorism at the MacBook Pro, at the Apple store. It is not my favorite place to be. I do not enjoy going there at all, generally because it means there's a problem with my computer if I have to be there for the most part. But man, to be out of warranty, I think this is the second time where I was out of warranty, was able to go to the MacBook Pro store, and they got the problem solved. I know this happened. In fact, we were reading frickin' Isabel Wilkerson, The Warmth of Other Sun. I think it's in the archives because it was a day. It was very similar. I didn't know if we were going to be able to broadcast or not. My system wouldn't load. I went to the Apple store. Bang. Corrected it. I was able to come back and broadcast the same day. And I think I said something about it on the program. But it's been at least two or three times where I've gone. This most recent time, I went Sunday. Kind of last-ditch effort. We'll see if it happens. You know, don't know. Low expectations. And he said, oh, yeah, you know, you've got a Neanderthal. Like, I don't even see this. And where did you get this thing from? Todd, look at this. My God. And he says, yeah, you know, that's probably time to be looking at a new machine. But let's see. So they run the test. He says, oh, okay. Looks like the hardware's working. The hard drive is working. Battery's working. It should work. Let's see. So he reset. Says, okay. And it loaded. Said, you know, I don't know how long it'll work. I don't know what problem. He said, it seems like your logic board might be failing. Again, it's 10 years old. So that type of thing would happen after a decade. But you can extract that hard drive. This system will boot. If you take the hard drive out, you could put it in an internal case and have it load from an external hard drive. That might work if it's something happening where it's just not connecting to your hard drive well. He says, do you know how to do that? What did I just tell you all? Learn something about everything. Absolutely, I know how to do that. He says, oh, psh, yeah, go do that. It should load. I went and did that, and both computers loaded. So, even though my experience with the Apple Store has not been perfect, it has not been painless. I cannot tell you it was exactly at this time 8 years ago. I mean, exactly this time 8 years ago that I was having massive computer problems and had to go brawl at the Apple store, had to send my computer off. We were down for, I think, about 3 weeks where I was totally without computer. And then we got it back and we're rolling. But I remember sitting and watching Mitt flipping Romney debate with President Obama. Was without computer, sitting and watching on television, debate number one. And then I read about debate number two. And then I think I had my machine back by debate number three, and we were off and running. But man, the symmetry with all of this. Anywho, learn something about everything, because wow, even if it was, you know, the cow's just done. You had your 11 and a half years and nobody wants to hear your coon talk anymore. Get out of here, Gusty Renegade. Go, you know, wash cars or do something else with your time and energy. Even if that was the case, right? I would still want my computer. Like, man, I can't do YouTube. I can't check my email. Like, gee, or I guess I could do it on my phone, but I mean, geez, it's not quite the same. Like, I would still want my computer. Like, all right, we're done with the cows. Time to move on and do something else with life. Hopefully, maybe President Trump will hook me up with a job. Like, even if that was what things were going to be, I would want my computer back. So being able to tinker around and learn a little bit, able to get both of my computers back and with no data lost, which I was not really concerned about to begin with, but zero data lost, like nothing, not a footnote, not a page, not a bookmark, nothing. Definitely would encourage, promote computer literacy to the highest in 2020. I think white people do a lot to make sure that we don't have that sort of technology and information. Like, use it to the best of your abilities, really, to solve deeper. That's what I hope Gus has exemplified over the past 11 and a half years. That is the spirit that I'm saying, new computer moving forward. If it has not been constructive, well, then don't worry about it. But yes, using all of this wonderful technology, not just to mess around and waste time and energy or to amuse ourselves, but to solve the problem. Replacing white supremacy with justice. I'm not saying all this to say I'm some sort of tech expert. Back of the bus, wow, he learned a lot about computers. Like, I think he could probably take a computer completely apart, like replace the screen, like all of that, like super, super involved in all of that good stuff. I think he would be someone who could like teach, educate, get folks so that they know a lot more, like do some sort of class or workshop or something of that nature, where folks can sit down a tutorial and learn components. If it's learning components about the hardware and how you, things you can do in terms of replacing hardware to sustain your computer, things you can do to maintain your hardware, he would be an excellent resource. And again, 2020, there are tons of resources. You could sit on your phone and go through YouTube or go through, they have podcasts that would be all about, you know, learning tech stuff, coding, whatever it is. If you want to build web pages or whatever, learn more. We should not be, I'm including myself, victims of white supremacy. We should not be Neanderthals, and we really shouldn't even be like superficial. Like, we should have some skill, some technical expertise in terms of operating on a computer so that we can do more, be in a more powerful position, and, you know, not have to go to white people. I guess I can put it in that perspective. Think of it the same way as a car. Not have to run to a white person or not have to run to someone else every time there's a problem, knowing that there are some things at least we can do ourselves. Right on. Let's see. Anything else on my list here? I was so, how shall I say, appreciative, you know? It had been, my computers died Thursday evening, so I had no computers basically all day Friday, all day Saturday, and no compensatory call in, which again, like, first time in 2 years. For I can share one little tidbit for listeners. We've been so consistent with our broadcast. That's one thing I try to be. I hope, you know, listeners, people who think the cows is constructive, I try to be consistent so that we're not missing programs and late for broadcast, so that we can be consistent, ready to roll, take this serious, you know. But we don't generally miss programs very often, certainly just out of the blue. And so the compensatory call in, the few times when we don't have a compensatory call in or a book club, the times when we're supposed to be on, woof, you talk about a fish out of water. Like, it is Saturday evening. Like, what do people do on a Saturday evening? Like, that's what I have found myself doing those limited times where there is no compensatory call in. Like, I have no idea what is on television or what is happening in town. Do they have specials? Like, totally, totally clueless about what is even an option. What do normal people do on a Saturday evening? I still haven't come up with a good plan. That's why we generally do not miss broadcasts. We are where we are supposed to be for the compensatory call-in, the book club, or whatever else. Book club, we should be here on Thursday. Won't have to think about my Thursday evening and, you know, what can I do to fill the time. We will be right here for Isabel Wilkerson's case. I will, let's see, double check, make sure I did not miss anything. I guess the only other thing with President Trump and the Rona, this was not a program to discuss that. I would have said stuff about that on the compensatory call-in or other programs if we hadn't missed. But just briefly, Boris Johnson, Prime Minister Boris Johnson in the UK, it was reported he contracted the Rona earlier this year. Prime Minister Bolsonaro in Brazil was reported he contracted the Rona earlier this year. I bring up those two people specifically because they are frequently compared to President Trump. All three of them have at different points downplayed COVID-19 and made statements or behaved as though they're not taking it very seriously and or are not really encouraging other people to take it seriously. And since these are leaders, presidents of their so-called regions, wow, you're not even telling your fellow countrymen to take it seriously. What kind of example are you setting for the nation, respectively? So these folks have all tested positive, reportedly. I've not seen where Prime Minister Boris Johnson or Prime Minister Boris Johnson or Prime Minister Bolsonaro had some sort of penalty as a result of their Rona situation. They remained in power and continued right on doing their thing. No issue. So I don't see President Trump having a whole lot of problems as a result of the Rona situation. I could be in air. We'll have to see how it all plays out, but I suspect he is going to be A-okay. As all of this proceeds, we'll have to check and see as it goes. Like I said, I was disgusted to miss out this weekend, to have that happen, not be able to check in about all that. We'll have to see how it goes. But I have not seen where any of these folks, white leaders of a so-called country, where they downplayed the Rona or seemed to not take it serious. And I'm a tough guy. I'm worried about the Rona. Look at my immune system, where they did all that sound of posturing. And then they got the Rona and they just stayed. They got it. They got over it or whatever. And if anything, Prime Minister Boris Johnson, now he had the Rona, they said, at the beginning part of the summer. Wasn't taken seriously. They were real late shutting things down in the UK and all that. Okay. Fast forward 3 months, it's super serious. People who heard the Global Sunday talk, they were talking about fines in the thousands of dollars. If you're doing that messing around stuff that they're talking about here in the States, the COVID-19 parties and get togethers and, oh, we're going to watch the football game and get together and watch the finals and all the rest of it. If you got $4,000 for a fine, I was stunned, super serious. It seems they are taking it now in the UK. So I don't know. They could follow the same pattern here, but I definitely do not see there being some sort of political penalty or I'm going to go vote for Biden or I'm not going to vote at all now because he got the Rona. I don't think that's going to happen at all. In fact, that's what I couldn't believe it. At the end of the frickin' week, I said something about it briefly on the Friday call, but the end of last week, I called myself being cool. I got a ride, right? I would normally have just walked, whatever. It was really close to my house. Get a ride, get home real quick. All right, so I turn around. Just as we're going down the road, I'm going to call it a gang, right? It's a group of individuals. All of them look like they'd be classified as white. They're out in the middle, they're not in the road, but they're on the side, on the corner. And they have got literature. They have got big signs, a little sign that you would think one person can hold, right? And cheer, whatever, you would need two people, you grab one end, I'll grab another end, something as big as a sofa. They're out with these placards and they had a table, no less. They had a whole setup. It's called the Seattle Truth Network. These folks were out, a gang, I told you. They were out. This mask mandate, we have a mask mandate in Washington State. If you're going to be at a store or wherever. You got to have a mask on. So they're out with all of their paraphernalia and literature and signs, you know, honk if you, you know, disapprove of the mask mandate and rah, 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 and all the rest of it. And people are driving back, rah, rah, honking, right on, we're with you. And that's right. That's like, what? Any other time, I wouldn't have got a ride. So I would have been on foot. I would have walked right over there. What is going on? What is the problem? Can I, literature, let me get some, like, what? I would have pulled my phone out and record, like, let me get this right now. What is the problem? What is going on? But of course, this one time, I'm zooming on down the road, so I didn't get to see him. Next time I came back through, they were gone. But if I see it again, I will do my diligence. I will interview. I will get pictures. I mean, this is in the, they're protesting about everything. I said that. Seattle, they protest about everything here. The squirrels, the sea turtles, George Floyd, whatever. They were protesting about that over the weekend too. Anything. Russell Wilson didn't get enough throws, or he should have been MVP last year. We're going to protest. Anything. Protesting the mask mandate. What a year it has been. I was even wondering, like, is that legal? Like, is that, if they were in the UK and you want to go out with your setup and protest and nobody has a mask on, is that one of those hefty $1,000 fines for that sort of conduct in the UK? Questions. Anywho, let me double check. I think I got in the updates I needed. This wasn't a 3 hour, just to make sure that I updated about what happened. Need of new computer while we weren't able to do the compensatory call in. Now that I have at least my computer's working for the moment, once we're done here, I'm going to go and see if I can get the Neutralizing Workplace Racism broadcast uploaded for this past Friday, because that program did take place. We did the full 3 hours, callers, emails, you know, everything as it normally would be. Just I didn't have my computer, so I couldn't upload it and all the rest of it. So I will get that uploaded today. And with this program, I'll get all that uploaded and I'll post the links so that people can find them. Please share if you think it would help. And then we will aim for being here for the book club on Thursday to continue with CASED. I hope that is constructive as we continue through the book. I'll give out the number in case folks have a thought or comment they would like to share. The number is 720-716-7300. The code 564-943-pound. Press *61 if you would like to participate. That number again, 720-716-7300. The code 564-943-pound. Press *61 if you would like to participate. I will double check, see if folks have any comments they would like to share. Wow, it was three, it felt like years. We were just on Friday, literally. We just did the broadcast Friday. It is Monday, broadcasting again, and there was no program scheduled for Sunday. So we really only missed one program, and I really only failed to have a computer for 3 days. It felt like years. Like, talk Stone Age, Neanderthal, that's what I felt like. And I have now a fully functional phone, so I was able to check my email and Facebook and all the rest of it, watch all the goofy YouTube videos I wanted, and, you know, everything else. It wasn't like I was totally Stone Age, but man, as someone who does a lot of work on the computer and spends a lot of time on his computer and doing things, wow, it was super unpleasant, but thankful to be functional, at least on a temporary basis for the time being, and hopeful for a new computer soon. Let us see. Folks, have any thoughts to share? Dialed in. I was going to say, certainly, the folks who are rejoicing, like, my God, the cows, has been the worst thing to happen in the world since Donald Trump, at least. Thank God. I hope he does not get a new computer. We do not need any more of that. Like, please, anything we can do to keep him from getting another computer. If someone can call the Apple representatives, something must be done. Do not allow him to have another machine. look out for everyone's best interest. Let's see. Give me a moment to get our switchboard working here. I was out of practice for 2 days. All righty. Folks who dialed in with a hand up should be with us if you have commentary to share. Proceed.
Greetings, Gus. How far away are you from getting this new computer in terms of, money?
It was so sudden because I really did not want to purchase another MacBook Pro. So it's not like I had cataloged and shopped and like, all right, bang, this is the exact computer I want. And it is like, it was one of those type things like, really, do I have to, but is this, can I just get, replace my hard drive, that type of thing. So I have been stubborn the whole way. I have not locked in on, okay, this is the exact computer that I would like to get. I know I have seen computers that would work, that would be roughly $1,500. That seems like it would be obtainable. They're brand new. If I wanted to go brand new, that's what I did the first time around. Brand new would probably be closer to $2,200. But that would be brand new warranty, at least for 2 years. Don't have to worry about anything. That would be brand new. But I could get a quality computer that would work, could do all the things I wanted for $1,500. That seems pretty obtainable. I haven't checked my balance and everything today, but that seems... Yeah, that seems like I don't think we would be in danger of the cows dying if I was going to get a $1,500 computer. People already invested. I think we could probably get that.
Do you have enough now, or do you need more?
I don't have 15 now. I would have to check to give like an exact to the moment figure. I didn't check today. I know people did invest today, and people requested a mailing address. So I would have to wait, obviously, a little bit. The snail mail situation, but I mean, yes, it would take a little bit of let's collect everything and see what we're working with. What does the computer pot look like? And then what can I afford to get?
Yeah, if you could kind of nail down how much we're talking, you know, I could maybe help out. But, just something more. What we're talking here, I just wasn't clear.
Absolutely, you and me both. I will be definitive. I guess once I get an idea, people are serious, and yes, Cal's is constructive, and let's get that computer. Then I will be serious and go about, all right, which computer do I want? How much does it cost? And can give explicit details about what the price tag will be, how far we are away from it, and all of that. I can, at minimum, we'll be able to do that Thursday, probably before then, because I'll have been able to sit down and we'll take a little bit more time to seriously shop and, you know, settle on two or three machines and have a price point and all that. So, yeah, I will be a serious computer shopper over the next couple of days.
Yeah, because I've invested, and I just want to see how far we are away from the goal here. So that was my only question.
Much obliged for the support. Super hope the cows is worth it. To all the folks who have invested or even inquired to see, you know, what we need for the computer. Much obliged. I hope the cows continues to be worthy of your time and energy. And yes, for explicit details, I'm generally not a shopper. I had not even looked at computer prices for a long time, but Yes, I guess that time is here. I will sit down and do some computer shopping. And I will have to say, I'm doing it begrudgingly, but I was very pleased with my computer purchase last time. It paid off after 10 years to have a still working computer, like I would say job well done last time. So I'll try and do a good job this time and pick a quality machine. Let's see.
Yeah, because I've tried to invest for your computer specifically. I just want to see, you know, where we are with it, to see how far we are away from getting. It's not that much money. I thought
that, you know, computer. On one hand, it's not like a house or a car, but
yeah,
it is the Rona. I thought that too. Like,
crazy.
Man,
we're not talking a crazy amount of money here. I
thought that as well.
Yeah, because I've tried to invest with the computer specifically, so I just wanted to know how far we are away from it, from getting there. Because if it's like a couple $100, I mean, yeah, it might be something that's doable. But either way, whatever you think, I appreciate your work.
Much obliged, sir. I hope, again, it is constructive and helping us get towards solving the problem. I will say, I said the same thing. I agreed with the caller. Totally logical on the scale of expenses. Like, hey, I've seen people spend $1,500 at the bar, like not in a whole weekend, like at one setting at the bar. So in the scale of things, not that huge amount of money. However, like, hey, that's toilet paper or, you know, all kinds of things. That could be a whole lot of things. If you have offspring, that could be, you know, a computer if you have a child who needs to do schoolwork and all the rest of it. So definitely keeping things in perspective for sure. Were there other folks who dialed in who had a question or gripe, a vote against the cows has not been constructive?
Yeah, I have a quick question. What was the Cash App? It sounded different from what I saw on Facebook.
I hope not. Gee whiz, can't be messing that up. cash.app/$thecows. I will double check to make sure I am not putting up wrong information on social media.
So if I put in just like the cows, in Cash App, it should get there, right?
I'm going to click on the link to see what I have on Facebook to make sure, to see if it takes me to the correct spot. So I'm on Facebook now, and let's see. Okay. That's what's on Facebook, or at least the where I'm looking at it at, cash.app/$thecows. And I'm clicking that. Let's see. Okay, that worked. What's on Facebook should, or at least where I'm looking at it. The one that I looked at, it was cash.app/$thecows.
Okay.
Yeah, should be correct. I'll double check the ones that are on Facebook and other spots to, if you see it anywhere where it's not what I just read off, please let me know. Hopefully Gusty is not being, you know, shiftless, not paying attention as I'm going around putting information up. But I think it's, yeah, the one that I just worked, it clicked on it. It worked. cash.app/$thecows. Again, much of a lot. Oh, sorry.
Gus, I have one other question. I've been donating through PayPal with that Gus T. Renegade. Is that the one? Is that correct?
That absolutely does work. I have two PayPals now because of white people. They told me that they were going to delete the account that you just mentioned. That was the one that I started from the beginning. I'd had that account for years, and it was with the retreat that we went. This is the Black African speaking with the retreat in Virginia last year. I was using that email account, and I forgot what the issue was, but I had to call them for some reason, and they said, oh, this is Gusty Renegade. You can't have an account with this crazy name. We're deleting this right now. So I made a new account, and then they ended up not deleting it. So I have two. That one works, even though I took it down because I thought they were going to delete it and began using the new one, but it still works. They both work. Yes, I'll get it. I'll be notified.
I've been donating through Gus T. Renegade for a while, so I just want to make sure you get it.
absolutely.
You never know. I mean,
say it twice. Absolutely. I was surprised. That was one. I can tell listeners, the white people at Facebook told me, this was a phone conversation, not email anything. We were talking on the phone, and the guy told me the account that he just mentioned, that one, they were going to close it. And I was like, okay, I'll open another one. I'll just change it. I've had this one for years. Like, I felt people had been using it, blah, blah, blah. But I thought it was closed. And then I went back and got an email notification, and they funds got there, blah, blah, blah. I went and opened it, and the money was there. They didn't close it. So, as you said, you never know. But, yes, both PayPals do work. If you have any questions, feel free to drop an email. Although PayPal, they generally are pretty good about receipts and all that for, you know, to track to make sure that you got and all that. But, yeah, drop me an email. Let me know if you have a question or just want to confirm that the funds actually did get there and nothing crazy happened.
Okay. Thanks, Gus. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you all. Again, hope the program is worthy of you all's time and energy. Like, whew, with all of the craziness of this year, like, wow, we could be investing in lots of other things or other folks, certainly other people doing work against racism, white supremacy. I'll give out the number again if we missed any or if any of the other folks who are with us, if you have a question or comment to make sure to get in. And as I said, we should be at minimum back on Thursday. I kind of felt like neutralizing workplace racism, that's kind of important. At least I think it's important. Just, you know, people email and writing about things happening on the job, and I try to be a resource for that when we can. I feel like that's kind of a program that might be like the only program I wouldn't really need a computer to do, even though my computers are working again now. But I feel like neutralizing workplace racism, we might be able to do. Have to see how that goes. But the book club, we are doing for Thursday, like hook group, unless my computer like explodes between now and the end of the day. Oh, yeah, we are running for Thursday. Isabel Wilkerson cased The Origins of Our Discontent. And discontents. Make sure I get the S on there. Man, oh, man. Just even today I was reading some of that book like, man, I wish we were doing this book Thursday. We are doing this book Thursday. So tune in. Get the archive from last week if you need to catch up. Much obliged. Retired firefighter. He texted me while we were rolling here. Hopefully he's doing well down in Florida. And yes, we are on air rolling. Got my computer together. Any other folks, comments, questions, gripes that they want to make sure they get in? Grand. See if folks are all right. Incidentally, our folks that are with us, do you all skilled enough, if you had to do some tinkering with your computer, could you swap out your hard drive or battery on your computer if you, you know, had to, if it was Dire Straits type of thing?
No, for me, absolutely not. No. But it's something I'm going to investigate now.
Bravo. Bravo. Again, I'm not saying it. It's nothing to brag about. Any of the... Oh, did I miss one person? Oh, okay. Nothing to brag about at all. Even if, you know, even if I could take this entire computer apart, like every single piece, and put it back together, even that wouldn't be anything to brag about because I'm still a victim of white supremacy. So, eh. But it is something useful just because you never know. And as I said, like, you can save money. And with the Rona situation, I hadn't even thought about that. Like, you know, how many people's hands do you really want, you know, having to paw all over your anything in these days and times? If you can avoid some of that, grand. And the money thing, like, I forgot the first time I had to get my hard drive replaced. I did not know how to do it. I had to pay to get that done. It cost like it was between like $100 and $150. Not, I mean, same thing. Not an exorbitant fee, but, you know, not a cheeseburger. Knowing how to do it myself, I upgraded. Like, I got a substantially better hard drive that cost less than $100 and changed it myself. And, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just, you can save a lot of time. You can save a lot of money and headache just knowing how to do some of those things. Even if your computer's, like, under, or let's say it's not under warranty. If your computer's not under warranty, taking it in, that can take a lot of time. Even if you know somebody who's going to do it for free, like, bring it in, I'll do it for free. Like, ugh, the time, if they're going to come to you or you got to go to them, like, the more just learning a little bit about everything, you would be amazed. And definitely on the computers, with as much gadgetry and technology that we all have, like, probably won't be able to become an expert at everything, like being able to repair that phone and the computer and Alexa and everything. I'm probably not going to be able to do all that, but at least a few things, like, oh yeah, you can do. And I will say MacBook, it seems they do not want people being able to save money and tinker and extend the life of their computers. The MacBook I have, this is 2010, 10 years. The MacBooks, I think starting in 2016, I think it was that year specifically, you cannot do some of those things anymore. They now started making MacBooks where those components are like welded to the body of the machine, so you cannot go in and replace the battery, replace the hard drive, other components like that. It's well, like you just have to get a whole new machine, which more money, quicker replacement, as opposed to just going and change the battery. Computer will continue to work. I mean, I've just changed my computer battery and didn't have to do anything else. It worked for another 2 years. Like, basic things, just little things like that where you can save a little bit of money. And just back to what Mr. Fuller said, learning a little bit about everything can save you a few headaches, maybe make you a slightly more invaluable employee or not, or at the minimum, save you a few headaches, a few nickels from time to time if there are at least a few things on your computer that you know how to do competently. Backing up that hard drive is another one I would tell people, like, there should never be fear of lost data, like zero. Like, I don't know about a PC, I haven't done that, but like backing up, knowing how to use Time Machine so you've got everything backed up and nothing is ever lost, you never have a fear about that. That should also be another one, like zero. It's almost 2021, really, like no data loss, no data loss. Grant, I think I got everything I needed to get in. My IT plug, my take the Rona serious plug, reading still more important than watching television, and the programs are available. The archives are abundantly available. They are at Apple Podcasts. They are at Black Talk Radio Network. That was my project I was working on before I was having all the computer disruptions, going back and trying to make sure content that got this that got deleted or the audio somehow is no longer working, going back and uploading that content again. So this is going back to the, like, the year 2015, 2014, making sure that those archives are working correctly. Black Talk Radio Network, a lot of the older stuff I'm working on, so that content that maybe was not working previously, a lot of that content is starting to work now, where I'm getting some corrections. But again, let me know if there are things in the archives that you're not able to find. We should not have too much data loss at the Calves. 2,000 programs, our 2,000 podcasts should be available. Like I said, I've had to go back and upload things numerous times in some instances. But yeah, things are pretty much there. Context of white supremacy. White people have sabotaged and worked against us for the entire time. But trusty MacBook Pros and a little bit of IT skill has been helpful. With that, if you have any questions, problems, suggestions, feel free to drop an email untiljustice@gmail.com. I'm checking my email pretty regularly, and I think I've been pretty responsive to people that email, like, what's going on? Where's the program? That type of thing. I've responded pretty quickly to folks. So untiljustice@gmail.com. Untiljustice@gmail.com. By the time we get back on air, I should be able to give an exact update about, alrighty, I've nailed it down. This is the exact computer that I want to get, and this is the exact price. This is how far we are from the goal, or, you know, this is the computer I want, and we already got enough to get it, so this is, you know, it'll be arriving, and that's that. Update about that on Thursday, and yes, other than that, man, I am delighted to not be totally computerless, even though, you know, it's duct taped together, as they say. That is much better than being a Neanderthal in the 21st century. Four more years. We'll be here at minimum on Thursday. We'll have to see about, you know, the rest of the week, how uppity I'm feeling, if we can do workplace racism and all the rest of it. But Hook or Crook, book club on Thursday. Enormous thanks to all the folks who invested, concerned about, you know, the Cal's computer or Gus, period. I had some people who were just worried about me personally. Much obliged. Still here. Victim of white supremacy. Right poorly, but still here and shopping for a computer. Sobriety would be best under conditions of white supremacy. Man, need that brain computer working well. Man, especially if you've got computer problems and you have got to do some tinkering and messing around with wires and such. Yes, I'm going to need a fully functioning brain computer. In addition to being sober, let's be buckled every time we are in a vehicle, passenger or driver. I still say it would be best to stay in the house. It is kind of dangerous being out and about right now for many, many reasons. If you got to go out for something serious, something important, do what you got to do. Just be alert. You know, it's not really time to be lollygagging and just having fun, enjoying the changing colors of the leaves and all that. No, be mindful about what's happening around you. If there's any white people, really anybody, but especially any white people, they look like they are being loud, volatile in the area. This is a done deal. Find an exit. Get to a safe spot. We are not taking risks in 2020. You should be thinking this individual could be armed. They might be looking to come out and get rowdy and loud. So anything that looks inhospitable, we're not saving face. We are not taking risks in 2020. Sober, buckled. If you are driving, you are not on the cell phone. No texting, none of the above. Again, gotta be alert. What is happening around me? What's going on? And then two, I'm trying to minimize contact with race soldiers, badge or no. I do not want, do not need any unnecessary attention. Hands are at 10 and 2. I'm getting to my destination safely, expeditiously. With that, Creator, remind us to demonstrate the highest levels of black self-respect each and every time we are in contact with another black person. Help us remain patient with other victims of white supremacy. No name calling. Help us to remain patient with ourselves. Remind us to demonstrate the highest levels of black self-respect at all times, in all places, each and every time we are in contact with another black person. It has been time. Replace white supremacy with justice immediately. Cow signing out. Thanks all for tuning in.
Nigga, you so brainwashed.
I'm a victim, your brother.
Problem. You're a victim.
I'm a victim of 400 years of conditioning.
Shut up.
The man has programmed my conditioning. Mm-hmm. Even my conditioning has been conditioned.